Can we say one more time? I hear that song, I feel like going to heaven. Amen. It's a very wonderful feeling, you know, to hear this, you know, heavenly inspired song. Amen. And everything about that song confirms what our brother just shared with us. That in the mind of God, you are His temple. Deep down in the mind of God, God wants to meet with you in His temple. The devil has entered church business and turned it upside down. You know, he has made it into a profession. And in some cases, a business. But God had in mind to meet with you. And that meeting place will be in your heart. So it doesn't really matter where you meet God. In this open place, in a hotel or in a hall, or in the, by the river or along the way, Paul met God on the way to Damascus. The Ethiopian eunuch met God on the way. And different people have met God in different places. Because God's meeting place is the heart. So, in the next few minutes, we will talk about this meeting of God and man. How does God meet man? You know, and what is God's plan for you when He meets with you? Some of us may be familiar with the story of the tabernacle. There was a house that was built by Moses in the Bible. He called it a tent. Some people call it a tabernacle. The next person that built a house was David. He called it a tent. He built another house. He called it a tent. David. And then Solomon, his son, also built another temple. There was another man called Zerubbabel who also built a temple. And another temple was built by a man called Herod. But the biggest temple is the temple God built himself, and that is you.
Amen.
Amen. So outside of this six, there are no other temples. In my village, they worship idols and spirits. Is it the same thing here? That in Lome you worship Bobo spirit.
Bobo rather.
Yeah.
Bobo.
That's in your language, is the spirit.
Spirit. I heard Bobo and I was surprised.
That's fine. I'm speaking your language.
I'm talking about Bobo. When I Bobo, when you come, I Bobo.
In my village, the spirits they worship have house. They all have houses. There is a place where you go, you see that particular building, it is for Bobo water or Bobo river, Bobo wind, okay. Bobo fire. Different kinds of spirits.
Amen.
They are trying to copy God. The devil is trying to just copy God's ways. And if you check in any dictionary, they will tell you that a temple or shrine is the house where a spirit lives. So if you want to meet with that spirit, you go to that house. Amen. God has designed you as his house, his dwelling place. So this man that God created has three parts. You have three natures in you. As my brother said, we will give you the scriptures of everything we are saying, so that you can go home and check. So you will make your own conclusions. So we want you to go to God and make your own conclusion. So the Bible tells us that man has a spirit. God breathed into the clay. So God took a lump of clay or earth and breathed into it. And then God, and something new called soul came into being. So man has three natures: the spirit, the body, and the soul. And the Bible tells us that this soul has four parts. The mind, the emotion, the desire, these two, sometimes they call it the passions.
Will.
So, this is what makes up a man.
La pensée, l'émotion, le désir et la volonté. Donc, nous avons 4 ans.
Volonté, oui. Ok. So, this is God's temple. And it is the biggest house in all the universe. In the Psalms, the Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. This is God's special temple, God's special house. Okay, so let's go to the scriptures and see and find it out for ourselves. Let's look at Psalm 132. Psalm 132. Okay, read from verse 13 to 16. Okay, I will read, then you will read. Say, for the Lord has chosen Zion. He had desired this for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless our provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Okay, go on. Read.
Go on, okay.
Yes, read from 13 to.
Ella Bena, Yehuwa, Tia Zion, Eye, Udiba, Wanyan of Fenaye, Yepoda Murphy, Enya Siategui, Hafi Mano, Ella Bena, Eya Medi, Majiro Punududu, Eye, Macho Abolo, Adipuna, Ufe Amadaho. That's 15.
Okay. So let's look at the next scripture. Psalm 40.
Solomon.
Sorry, 48.
Solomon Lanavodi Kilia. 48 verse 1.
You say, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king.
Which verse is
coming? 1 and 2.
Okay. Salomo Bla never knew that we can't play the other. Lulu, a wood jack of Kafu, the near mouth to Lame. Amen.
Read the scripture that says God does not dwell in temple made in hand, made with hands. Okay. It's also in Acts, but so look for it. But let me read another one.
1 Kings 8:27.
But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded?
Okay. Amen.
Acts 7:47-48. Okay, so Acts 7:47-48. It says, but Solomon built him an house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as said the prophet. Okay, say, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, said the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest?
Okay, I can like a I'm going to go to the house. Hello, I think Amen.
So when you look at all these scriptures, it makes us to, it helps us to understand what God is thinking about. So when we talk about a dwelling place for God, he's saying even the heavens is too small to contain God. How much more? How much more the earth? Alright, let's look at another scripture in Exodus 25. Exodus 25:8. It says, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them."
Amen.
So even though the whole 25:28 Exodus, so even though the whole world cannot contain God, but God says, to show you a sign, I want you to build me a sanctuary that I may dwell among you. So this is that sanctuary that Moses built. It had three compartments. There was a fence which was like a tent, like an enclosure. And then you had the real sanctuary, which was divided into two parts. So the first part was called a court, called the outer court. It was just an art enclosure. And then the first part of the real house was called the holy place. While the second part, or the innermost part of the house, was called the most holy place. So there are three parts, 1, 2, and 3. This house that God told Moses to build was a reflection of the nature of God, because God has revealed himself to us in three forms. So when God was going to create man, he said, "Let us make man." And he says, "The Lord your God is one God." Even though he is one God, he has revealed himself to us in three dimensions: Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And in Genesis chapter 1, he said, "Let us make man in our own image and likeness." So when we look at the man God made, there are also three parts: the spirit, one; the body, two; and the soul, three.
popola quanto ntila evelia eye gbo etonia.
So the man God made is the greatest creation of God. You are the greatest thing God has made. Amen. Even if you say you are not important, God says you are important. And because you are important, God knows about you. And the Bible says every part in your body is written down in the book of God. He said not even one hair will fall without his knowing. And that is how important you are to God. And we see that this man God is making is the biggest temple God is building. So God says, I have chosen Zion. And Zion will be my dwelling place forever. After 1,000 years, Zion will still continue to be God's dwelling place. After 1 million years, Zion will still continue to be God's dwelling place. And the Bible tells us that Zion is the people of God. In Galatians, Paul said that there is a Jerusalem which is on earth, and there is another one in the heaven. But there is even another scripture that is very exciting in Hebrews chapter 12. I want us to read it. Because I want us to see that you are God's dwelling place and you are that place in which God will come to dwell. By the time we finish, we will see that we are a living, walking temple of God. That we are a living, walking temple. And that you are the greatest thing God is doing on earth. Okay, so let's read the Hebrews 12. I want you to follow the scriptures very carefully. Write it down, go home and look at it. And let God speak to your heart. Verse 18, yes. Okay, let's read from where should we read, 18 or 22?
18 to 22.
Yes, let's read. It says, for ye are not come unto the mountain that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. He's speaking about Mount Sinai. And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, with the voice which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken unto them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded, if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was that sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Verse 22, but you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Amen.
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 So 18 to 24.
Kple alili kododo, kple juvidi, kple ahom, kple kwe fe didi, kple nyawo fe didi. Si ese la o kwewe na yu maga, o maga klo na yu, yu o la, nye teva o, kole nupo mcho, sinayi, to la mwenye kem. Ela bena, o mati un notele, sedede la nuo, ne la ha, ka un, ka, tuwa un la, wakupwe. Eye ale de fia la nye mo di nou gan kunto bena mo se glo bena mele bovom eye mele djoum nya 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 ke zionto la ple mau bagbe fe du sinye dipo Yerusalem ple mau dola akpe akpo pe takpe pe ple ngobe vi si o mko o mwode jipo o la pe hame ple bonodro la sinye o katan pe ma o ple ame jodwe si o wo plibo la pe popo o ple yesu sinye nubabla yeye la pe apule la ple mkhele si wanu niu abeltola bo yeteba.
Amen.
Amen. So this scripture is very clear that Zion is the city of God, and that this Zion is a spiritual house, a spiritual dwelling place. And the Bible says God is a spirit. So he can only dwell in a spiritual house. Now, in this house God is making, which is you, it is only the body which you can see. It's only your body that you can see. You cannot see your spirit, you cannot see your soul. Is there anybody who has seen his mind before? If you have seen your mind, say praise the Lord.
There's no praise the Lord. No praise the Lord.
Okay, anybody who has seen his spirit should say praise the Lord. I've seen my spirit.
Nobody.
But has anybody seen his body? Praise the Lord. Glory to you. Amen.
Amen.
So you can see you are Zion. That within you is heaven. Within you is a realm of heaven. And heaven is the place where God dwells. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's look at another scripture. Luke chapter 17 verse 20. I want you to follow. If you follow the scripture, you will enjoy it. Amen. Luke 17 verse 20 21. Look at, it says, and when he was demanded, that's verse 20 of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come. He answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is where?
Within
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Eye, esi Pharisee don bia Yesu bia, eyi si di mo fianfela avalela obia Yesu la, edon na o be blobena. Mo fianfela magbona kwela si, alo wa blobena kwada. Afi alo afi me o la bena kwada.
So when you go home, they ask you, what did you learn today? What would you tell them? The kingdom of God is within me. And a kingdom is a place where a king rules. So I have one big question for us. Is there a king in you? Is there a king ruling in you? Or is it your tribe ruling in you? Or is it America ruling in you? Or pastor ruling in you? Or you are the king in your heart? Self. Yourself the king in your hand. That is one big question you have to answer. Gladio. Amen. Okay, so let's talk about, we're going to this number six. Let's talk about this man. Now what did Jesus say about this man? John chapter 2,
Johannes,
you know, brother Ize was telling us about the house of God. There is one sign that I will give you by which you will know someone who is religious.
Manami no no me allo
somebody who likes
manami desi le carré ika fiambe amiadenye ele konyinyi mako.
Somebody who likes grand église
american lona hama le grand.
The Pharisees. They captured Jesus. Can you guess where they took him to? They took him to the temple. It's a beautiful temple. You know, Solomon built the temple, big temple. The people from Babylon came and destroyed the temple. Then another man called Zerubbabel built the temple. Then one politician called Herod came and he made the temple the biggest building in the whole world. So when you go to Jerusalem, they will capture you and take you to the temple and show you grand
église.
So they brought Jesus to the grand église. So Jesus, do you like our temple? He said, in a few years' time, not even one stone will remain in this place. All of them will be destroyed. And many years after, a Roman general came and destroyed the temple block by block. Because there was gold in the block. They built the house with gold. Do you understand? So they sat down, melted the block. Every gold they took away block by block. So in John chapter 2, they took him to the temple. He said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will build it up. And the Bible says that he was speaking of the temple of his body. You see that in John 2:21. But he was speaking of the temple or tabernacle of his body.
Amen.
So if Jesus comes to Lome today and he wants to go to church, where will he go to? Do you know where he will go to? Will he go to Grand Eglise?
Somebody is saying here he will come in us.
He is going to land in your heart. Amen. So if Jesus is coming to your heart, then you must spend time to prepare your heart and make it very clean and very beautiful for him. That means the most important work you must do in your life is to what? To prepare your heart as a dwelling place for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, number two question this night for you and for me.
Is it a big one?
No. And I asked the first big one.
Now is a big one too?
Yeah, this is another big one.
Okay.
Are you preparing your heart as a dwelling place for Jesus Christ? You know, when Jesus was going to be born, there was crisis. And I pray it will not happen to you or to me.
I pray it
will not happen to you and to me. Because they were looking for a house to burn Jesus and there was no room in the inn. Every hotel they went to in Bethlehem, there was no room. May it not be that when he comes to me or to you, there will not be any room for Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
That is why God has brought you here this night. So that you will make the greatest preparation of all. Now that brings us to the next important scripture, which is what Paul taught about Jesus Christ, taught about this temple. I think we'll see it in 1 Corinthians 3, isn't it?
Yeah, I think.
Three verse sixteen. You say, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So this is not my own question, no. So this is Paul's own big question. Do you know that you are the temple of God? That's what Paul is asking. And he said, look at the next one. He says, let no man, if any man defy the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So, one day, he's going to ask me and ask you. We must give an account. Will you be ready to give the account? It's not yet too late. You must start today. And remember, God can meet you anywhere. Because you are the temple, so God doesn't care where He meets with you. Amen. Let's look at the last scripture that Paul talked about in chapter 6. Verse 19. Paul said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have received of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Second Corinthians 6:16. So see, that's why we know why. See, we are taking time so that you will see that this is a foundation. And it is the direct word of God that is telling you. Okay. You see, and what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them.
Amen.
And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This is very direct.
Direct.
Amen.
Amen.
Je vous prie à tenir, il faut être tout à tenir, oui, à tenir. Alors, de quand on voit qu'elle est mon peuple, ton domaine, elle a bien, miaouin, maou, bag, bella, fou, allez, abe, allez, si maou, colonne, bena, manou, domaine, ayez ma son, vous domaine, ayez ma n'y maou, nou, ayez waou, ha, wanye, ne tout. Et y a un dit, mi topole ou domen, et mi demiado quita, apotola gule, et mi gata si numa koma kontiou, et y a la ma homi, et y a mani fofona mi, et y a miaoha, mi a ne vigne un tuvio, ple vigne non uvio, apoto, nous se katantola gule. Amen.
Amen. So, the Bible is very clear that you are the temple of the living God. Now, when you look at this temple that Solomon built, that Moses built, God will meet with man inside this most holy place. So God wants to meet with you within your heart. Now, let's read one more scripture, then after that, we will begin to round up. In Luke, verse chapter
8.
Sorry, I think it's Luke chapter 9, sorry. 9:34. Hold on, let me see. Verse 24 and 25. Say, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same will save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?
Elle avait la vie de Kawanyena, mais n'a que me plibou la catan souhaito. Kawakson, aloua bouillanto, le prix, maha. Amen.
Now, let's look at Mark. Mark is, I think, is better.
Yeah, let's
look at Mark chapter 9. I think it's 8. Okay, Mark 8, verse 35. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Verse 37. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Kukibla tovo atolevai. Elabena, amesi kedibe ya deyefa agbela atuwen. Ke amesi atuwenfe agbela agbele. Le agbe, le nyefle nyanyuela mtila ade. ela bem na vida que a wanya na mãe na casa me ligou lá catam sua toca o abu a pelo bom mano alô nunca a me beto a só ana a gafo a pelo bom mano alô nunca a me beto a só ana a gafo a pelo bom mano amém.
So this is another big question for us. So what shall it profit a man to gain all the world and to lose his soul? And he said, what can you give in exchange for your soul? So this is God's own mathematics. That your soul is more important to God than everything in this world put together. And that is why God gave the best for your soul and for my soul. And his best was his son. So let me read from Leviticus 17 and that should bring us to a close. He says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar. 17:11. I've given it upon the altar to make an atonement or a restoration or a cleansing for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the blood.
17:11.
So he says God has only one provision. To purify this temple. And that provision is blood. It's not good works.
It's
not money. It's not any other thing in this world. There is only one language, and it is a language of blood. The Bible says without the shedding of blood there can be no remission or forgiveness of sins. So the beginning of the journey with God is blood. In this altar court, there is an altar here. In this altar court, it has four horns. This altar represents the cross. So The beginning of your relationship with God must begin at the cross. So the question is, have you been to the cross? Not have you been to Grand Église? Have you been to the cross? Has that blood touched your heart? Because it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. I remember when we talk of the soul, we are speaking of the mind. We are speaking of the emotions. We are speaking of the desire. We are speaking of the will. So when you come to this altar, this altar also has four corners, four horns. The horn speaks of the power of self and sin and the world. Of self, of sin, of the world, of traditions and culture. And blood must touch it to break it. So have you been to the blood? It is the beginning of your journey with God. On the night the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, it was a Passover night. Egypt is another word for the world. Egypt represents the world. It represents the kingdom of the world. It represents the kingdom of darkness. For you to come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, I remember this kingdom is within you. So for you to change the government over your soul, it must be by blood. Amen. It's the power of the blood. When the power of the blood comes in, it breaks the power of witchcraft. It breaks the power of traditions and culture. It breaks the power of ancestral covenants. So he says, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Tonight, you have an opportunity to make sure. If you are not sure, you have an opportunity to make sure. And if you have done it before, you can do it again this night. That blood can touch your heart again today. And it will make your heart new. It will make the foundation of your heart strong. Because Jesus said, when you build your house, you must dig deep. in the rock. And that rock is Christ. And it is the blood of Christ that establishes your condition. By the grace of God, tomorrow we will build on this foundation. Because we are going to see how the blood will affect your mind, the emotions, the will, and the desire, because that is the house of God. So tonight you must remember all the questions.
The
two big ones I have asked, and then the one Paul asked.
Okay.
And then the biggest question.
It's coming up.
I don't know what biggest one.
The biggest one, you said.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Amen. Because anyone that comes to that washing machine will be made clean. If there is any burden or any sin or any weight, just bring it to the cross and it will be rolled away. The Bible says, though your sins be as red as crimson, they shall be as white as wool. So if it is like the spots that cannot be removed, the blood will make everything
white.
You know the devil is always going about bringing accusations. And the Bible says they overcame by the blood. Today you can overcome by the blood. Amen.
Amen.
So we will stop at this point. I'll ask Brother Iago to come and pray and lead us in a time of prayer, and then tomorrow we will push on. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Seems they're tired.
Yes, tired.
Seems, I said.
Well, but we will pray first.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen. Let us appreciate the presence of the Lord.
I have heard God speak to my heart tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that God has spoken to every one of us
tonight. Mm-hmm.
Let us make a response to God.
Let us speak
to Him.
He has
asked us a number of questions.
And
he the man's answers. Answers that are not just in words. But answers that will be an action. God is saying that you and I are his dwelling place. He said that the birds have nests. And the foxes have
holes.
For the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.